been a busy summer for the Onondaga County Board of Elections. There were more challenges to the petition process than usual, and appeals of decisions will soon be underway. As WRVO's Ellen Abbott reports, primary ballots for races in the county and city of Syracuse are coming together.
Spring and early summer is the time political candidates go door to door asking for help getting on the ballot. Election law is very precise when it comes to who can sign petitions for particular candidates and how election workers handle the documents. This primary season, more than ever, has been filled with issues with those petitions, leading to challenges and appeals. They've involved candidates for county legislature, the courts, and common council. Democratic Election Commissioner Dustin Zarni says it's uncharted territory.
This is the heaviest objection season we've seen at the Board of Elections, and it's going to be the heaviest court season as well. Usually we have one or two cases go to court. We're probably going to have five this time, and we had 12 different hearings where we usually have three or four.
The race for the open mayoral seat's the most high-profile case. At this point, there are three candidates definitely on the ballot for a Democratic mayoral primary in September. Common Councilor Joe Nicoletti, Juanita Perez-Williams, and City Auditor Marty Masterpole, who survived a petition challenge. Two other potential candidates, Raymond Blackwell and Alfonso Davis, were thrown out of consideration after the Board of Elections invalidated hundreds of their petition signatures. Davis says he's appealing. In Syracuse, Ellen Abbott for WRVO News.